Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Developments with MF Global. I mean, do people realize how big this is? That a company could just say we're keeping 1.2 million or more of people's private segregated accounts and that the media hasn't really made a big deal about it? I mean, it's finally starting to get attention, but if you look at how many people in the Republican and Democratic parties, but particularly the Democratic parties, are just out and out villainous street thugs. Type criminals. A lot of Republican leaders, they do it through big, giant global contracts, Halliburton, stuff like that. It's just as corrupt or more so. But with the Democrats, it's a gutter type thing, like with Bill Clinton, you know, being out of Mena, Arkansas, flying the cocaine in, and you know, he was there with his limo taking delivery, and you know, overseeing who would be murdered and personally raping the women. And here's another headline: political fixer and Obama pal Tony Rezko gets 10 years in jail. Isn't that precious? Again, Obama pardons dope dealers. Chicago jewel thief pardoned. Nancy Pelosi's using Occupy Wall Street to raise cash when she's totally controlled by the corrupt elements of Wall Street that are using big government control and selective enforcement to shut down their competition. See, it's not either you're for free market, let banks run over you and let them get banker bailouts. Like, it's very free market to give them banker bailouts, mainline conservatives say. It's mega banks waging war against the real economy. Here's another one. Where's the cash? Corzine, you know, again, is the New York Times saying, where is the 1.2 billion plus? Meanwhile, MF Global shortfall doubles to over 1.2 billion. Anger raises as clients see funds frozen. Farm Belt rage. That's right, Farm Belt rage. Well, don't worry that the Farm Belt's just going to be imploded and taken over and bankrupted, because they've now got the Rural Affairs Council under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, Land Security. I mean, that is going to keep everybody just incredibly safe. Everything's going to be wonderful. And so what if they don't pay people back and it destroys confidence? When the markets implode even more, the bankers will just take that over. It's all part of the fun. Command destruction, or creative destruction, as they call it. Does it look creative to you, the economy falling apart and sinking into a depression? Does to them. Farm Belt rage over MF Global could chill markets when the CME Group pledged $300 million of its own money to help former MF Global customers get their cash back faster. The exchange was likely thinking of customers like Kansas cattle rancher Tim Ritzky. Yeah, that's right. The CME Group has already kicked in $300 million. Oh, but it's above $1.2 billion, I'm afraid. And the CME Group, we've reissued their press releases from a year ago promising that they had all these hundreds of trillions in assets and everything was guaranteed while attacking Gerald Celente in his comments on this show. Fed up and frustrated with his brokers' collapse and what he sees as the CME's slow efforts to help him retrieve his 30,000 in stranded capital, the farmer says his faith in the futures industry has been shaken to its core. Oh, I would be hedging some feeder cattle right now, but I'm not going to do it. I'm leaving them exposed to the cash market, and I don't like that. You know, that'll drive down prices. He went on to say, Reitzke may reside far from the trading pit in Chicago, but he and thousands of other ranchers and farmers across the country are at the heart of our futures trading. With billions of dollars locked up in MF Global's October 31st bankruptcy filing, they are likely a key voice in determining if and when the futures business remains its poise and reputation, its poise. We'll be right back with Greg Palast on this. This affects everything, even if you're not involved in the futures market. Even if you don't care. We'll be back. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Stay with us.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm coming to you from Big Sky Country. I know that's supposedly Wyoming or Montana and or Colorado. Those are great, beautiful states. But I am here in Utah, southern Utah, about to leave here. As soon as the radio broadcast is complete and drive back to Austin, I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to drive marathon straight through. I'll be calling in on my own broadcast tomorrow when the amazing investigative reporter Mike Adams hosts the show. We've also got some other special reports that will be airing tomorrow as well. I want to thank Mike Adams for doing the nightly news last night. Also, Rob New did a great job, as well as Aaron Dykes and the entire InfoWars.com and nightly news and radio crew. I want to thank our AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave and XM. You, of course, can subscribe to XM Sirius and listen to us. We're on different channels on each one, but just go to XM Radio and type in Alex Jones. You can pull up the channels. The point is that we're reaching a lot of people. I also want to thank the Drudge Report for more and more carrying our articles a couple times a week. They've got one up there today where that Paul Watson wrote for InfoWars.com. Right in the middle of the Drudge Report, the biggest news website in the world, hands down, drives more news traffic than the New York Times and Twitter combined, and Google. Gotta love it, and it's wonderful that Drudge carries a lot of our news and information, so we return the favor right back at him. If you go over there, and the other great folks that work with him, now we're going to be getting to Palace in a moment, but again, if you go to InfoWars.com, you can find the story. But if you go to the middle of Drudge, you can see the article where the dreaded secret police that work for the military dictatorship in Egypt, get rid of the old boss, bring in the new boss, even worse, are now saying they're going to call themselves Homeland Security and rationalizing their activities, pointing at U.S. police and their brutal crackdowns on Occupy Wall Street, that is a diverse group. But even if you disagree with Occupy Wall Street, they have a right to protest and demonstrate. Now, I'm going to talk to Greg in this segment and the next, but then we're going to take him up to the 51 break. We're going to take calls, but only on the global derivatives meltdown, only on the brokerage firms, only on Credit Suisse coming out and predicting bank runs and the possible end of the euro. The destruction of confidence is what we're talking about. And Greg Palast, I'm so glad we've got him. His new book just debuted last week. It's amazing, shooting up the best-selling list. We're going to be breaking that down as well before he leaves us. But he was a former top federal white-collar crime investigator, just like William K. Black, who's in my film Fall of the Republic. And he said a year and a half ago, he said, this is an order of magnitude, that means 10 times bigger, than the biggest SNL scam we've ever seen. The difference now is, they're not just selling Ponzi schemes, they're stealing money directly out of the accounts. So he's a BBC, ABC reporter, best-selling author, multi-times over, former federal investigator, and I'm just lauding our guest because he's predicted everything that's come true. That's the kind of guest we have on here. I have a whole chapter in my book, Descent to Tyranny, where it's a transcript of my interview with him in 2002, looking out into the future with derivatives and breaking down what's now happened. The model of the global banks imploding third world countries through fraud, buying off their politicians, going ahead and killing the gooses that lay golden eggs so you control it. If you kill and eat the goose, you know nobody else is going to get the golden eggs. So they're going for red meat, not gold eggs. They don't want a free market. They don't want true freedom. They don't want stability. And here's Reuters, what we told you about. I'm going to get Greg Palast's take on this. Farm Belt rage over MF Global could chill markets, and it quotes all of these farmers and ranchers that bet on the different commodities, because they're experts in it. And I've got family that's been involved in cattle futures and corn futures and do pretty good in it. They're not involved in it now because they know you can get burned. Even when you've already taken the money, put it in your account, it's your money you even put in many cases, they're taking these accounts, and here's the key word, that are segregated. Now, just a week and a half ago, the head of the CFTC, who we now learn was involved in MF Global, has had to recuse himself with Corzine. He came out and said, this looks, you know, criminal, blah, blah, blah. Now there was a week-long cover-up where they didn't want to discuss it. Now the New York Times is covering it today, saying it's over $1.2 billion, up from $600 million. And the CME Group has had to dump $300 million in. This, ladies and gentlemen, could be the spark that lights off the fireworks factory, as they say, and joining us to break this down, how big this could be. You think we're in a depression now, folks. Why would the banksters destroy confidence like this? Greg Palast, who understands their kleptocracy, their kleptocratic psychology, because he studied them and put a lot of them in jail, joins us. Greg, is this the beginning of a wild orgy of corruption, or have we seen the worst?
No, this is the beginning of the exposure of some of the wild orgy of corruption. It's there. Okay, let's remember, when you're talking about MF Capital, and you're talking about John Corzine, this was the guy who was CEO of Goldman Sachs. So in other words, this is the guy that lit the fuse and began the fires that, of course, blew up his company. Not that he cares. He was already worth about $250 million. So if you're out there, don't wring out your hanky for John Corzine. You know, just $1 billion is disappearing. A lot of it farmers' money because they're in the commodities. And you're right. And so what I did in Vulture's Picnic, and by the way, just so you know, Alex, one, I want to thank you. I know they think that that the listeners out there in the middle of America are illiterate, but actually you put Vulture's Picnic on the Times bestseller list, Alex, so thank you much. But I have to change the name from Vulture's Picnic to Job Creator's Picnic, you know, people like John Corzine, right? But here's one of the things I uncovered there. These guys, Goldman and the big banks, were running this scam where they're working with the Euro countries, especially Greece, secretly working with the governments and the central bankers to pull money out of the central banks, to convert the currencies into yens, dollars, move them around, where they were euros at first, put them back in, and supposedly these big operators like Goldman were taking billions and billions and billions of dollars of losses. Well, that's on the cover, on the surface, and of course, the TARP program, you are now paying for all their losses. Goldman Sachs was turned into a commercial bank with public guarantees in 24 hours. This usually takes 10 years, and you have to show a strong balance sheet. Goldman Sachs says, we're bankrupt. Make us a commercial bank and bail us out. They do that in 24 hours. So they're showing losses, but they weren't there. Those losses weren't there. They had secret agreements with the Greek government. They had secret agreements with the Italian and Spanish governments, in which Goldman and the other banks' losses, but particularly Goldman, would be made up. Goldman would be basically paid off secretly, and in addition, Goldman got about $300 million, that's like $340 million of fees. That's about a third of $1 billion in fee for this scam. The purpose was, by the way, so that these governments could say that their deficits were less than 3%, which is what they need to be in the Eurozone. But of course, being in the Eurozone is like, you know, wanting to be in the leper colony. But nevertheless, so you have to understand that what's happening in the world financial markets, it would be wrong to think of this as a financial disaster first. It is a crime scene. And like many crime scenes where there's bleeding bodies, where there's blown up buildings, where there's arson, and this is financial arson, yeah, there's destruction, but it's very, to use the foggy term, financial downturn, big recession, is missing the point. What we have now is a world, is a finance community, which is a crime scene. Because, you know, when I was a fraud investigator, I mean, what's strange to me, I don't know what, you know, I mean, I've seen the bottom. I've seen some pretty bad stuff, Alex. After all, I did racketeering investigations. But this is the type of stuff we used to cuff people for. I mean, guys like Corzine, guys like Blankfein from Goldman, involved in when they got caught in the scam, we used to, like, cuff these guys and read them their rights and walk them out of the buildings like Ivan Boesky. I mean, Boesky was just a Girl Scout compared to these guys, and he didn't take down entire nations.
Well, that's a question. Why did Bernie Madoff go to jail for only $50-75 million or so, some say $100 billion, when these guys are involved in destroying and tying up trillions? I mean, was he kind of an outside player? I mean, he was the guy that came up with the NASDAQ.
Well, let's not forget that Madoff was covering for others like Paulson. Okay, and he had guys, there were investors in Madoff's funds who were earning 200% and 300% when everyone else was getting hosed, because obviously a few billionaires knew. So either he took the fall for them, or basically the 1% of the 1% was going down. He was their toy boy. He was just a tool. Someone got that money, and take a look. It wasn't Madoff. That money went somewhere. It didn't just go vanish into outer space. You know, they say they lost the money. The money wasn't lost. Believe me, someone found it. It went somewhere. And the guys who got the money are giggling. Okay? And there's at least four arbitrageurs that you can name who got the money from that scam.
So what's
why aren't they giving it up?
MF
only
Global?
One woman. Yeah.
I mean, how much confidence is this going to destroy?
Well, they love confidence destruction because it creates more of what's called volatility in the markets, which increases the value of derivatives. So volatility destruction is part of the game. That's the problem. So, yeah, it's going to increase. Because what's happening, just like in the oil market where they like it bouncing up and down, volatility, if you're in the derivative selling game, which is the derivatives like credit default swaps, it's like selling fire insurance. But it's like arson is selling fire insurance.
Uh-huh.
The banks that are selling it, like Goldman's, they keep setting fires. They keep saying, oh, you need fire insurance. You know how much they're making? You know that the average Greek family, for example, and that's where it's worse, but you're getting it too. You know, it's coming to LA, so don't worry. Just hang on there. You think you're that far from Athens? You aren't. Not financially. In Athens right now, in Greece,
I say, look, Greg,
the average family is
Greg,
paying
$4,000 a month. Tell us what austerity is going to do on the other side. Greg Palast, best-selling author, fraud investigator, will break down the the austerity system and what it means to everybody. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock tonight.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world
like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy.
You that ain't never done nothing.
You put a gun in my hand.
We are back live. Greg Palast is our guest. Hopefully throughout the rest of the hour. I want to open the phones up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. on financial questions for fraud investigator, best-selling author Greg Palast, former federal white-collar racketeering investigator Greg Palast. Greg, going into break, I asked the question, how far will it go? I understand the command destruction, the volatility. The insiders like volatility because it's like a rigged casino. They know what's going to happen. But at a certain point, we're now getting past, mega minions, mega gophers like Madoff, up to super minions like Corzine, who then works for the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the Saudi royalty, folks like that. Now we're getting up to the, are they just going to take everybody's money, and that's just the way it is, and I guess Homeland Security standing by?
Well, I thought that there was kind of a bottom to what these guys would do, but I just, and let me be commercial and remind you that my new book is Vulture's Picnic, and if you go to vulturespicnic.org, you can get some of this info, including, by the way, the secret memo between Tim Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury, and Larry Summers, our economics czar, who should be called the Typhoid Mary of economics. I want you to go and see that at vulturespicnic.org, and you'll see what's going on. These guys really have no bottom. When you look at that, that was a memo. And by the way, I got that memo verified by the head, the director general of the World Trade Organization himself, because, my position with BBC, I can get to anyone in the world, basically. And they verified this stuff. They don't spit these guys without asking the banks. And there was Corzine's name. There is no financial international policy made in the United States. Geithner tells Summers, call Corzine. This is the guy that just took us down for $1 billion. And believe me, he ain't going to be wearing pinstripes. It ain't happening. So I thought that there was a bottom until I've seen the latest documents, the latest material. These guys are going for broke. We go broke and they clean up. They set the fire in Greece, and now they are buying up the Greek water systems, the Greek ports like Thessalonica. Like these are famous, old names. You saw the film 300 or something, ancient stuff that they're buying up the beaches, right? So now they're moving on to Italy, they're moving on to Portugal, Spain. They're doing this thing all over the world, and of course, picking up oil properties absolutely everywhere. You set the world on fire. You're the last guy standing with the cash. You clean up and pick up everything at the fire sale. The number one thing that's happening, these so-called austerity programs that are the result of this massive volatility and explosion cost of derivatives, the austerity programs begin with privatization, selling off of public properties. These guys are cleaning up, and they're going to be the landlords of the planet. They'll have everything. We're just going to be living on their planet. That's it.
And you can see they're setting up this total police state surveillance grid. It's standardized worldwide. And now, Greg, I guess they can't call people like myself a kook. They admit in Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, London Independent, London Telegraph, it's a banking dictatorship by Goldman Sachs who goes in and takes over governments and takes decades to do it and makes money on the way up with derivatives and makes money on the way down. And thank God they're there running everything. It's a global corporate government. I mean, wow. And I guess they just think it'll just go on forever, Greg.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we have to recognize is that can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did I lose you? Okay, sorry. I was losing out there.
Hey, that's all right. You're
what was happening?
Sounds great, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I came back into you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I just want to make sure.
Yes, go ahead, Greg.
I lose you, Alex. All right. What's happened is that that in the cradle of democracy, Greece, when the president of Greece said, we should let the people vote on the banker's proposal, the U.S. and international press went completely hog nuts wild. How dare you let people vote on the fate of their economy? And they got rid of the elected president, and they put in a guy who was a Goldman Sachs advisor, completely unelected. Same thing happened in Italy. I wasn't a fan of Berlusconi, but at least he was an elected president. Now you have – can you imagine the bankers are literally picking presidents? It's a financial coup d'etat, and we are being told that this is a good idea because only the unelected have the guts to tell us that we have to cut that we have to cut government and cut what we are owed from our pensions.
It's a new type of authoritarianism. I want you to finish up with that. Talk about austerity in Greece. Then we'll go to calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Greg Palast is our guest. His new book, Vulture's Picnic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it the Survival Seed Bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In Austin tomorrow, about to have a marathon drive back. Greg Palast, former in federal organized crime racketeering investigator, turned journalist with BBC, ABC News, best-selling author, joins us. And don't forget right now, they're trying to blame us for the guy that shot up the White House, who's a schizophrenic who thinks he's the Christ, reportedly, because he supposedly watched the Obama deception a year ago at the party. So we got to restrict that free speech. Boy, let me tell you, be sure and get that film out to everybody as well, because it doesn't really, it gets into Obama, but it shows how he's just a teleprompter reader for the big mega banks and derivatives kingpins bankrupting the planet. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, Frank, Kyle, Lennon, Craig, Tom, and others, here in just a moment, but let me just go back to what Greg's saying and give him about 5 minutes of the floor to really flesh this out. Understand, I have heard Bloomberg Radio, I have heard, you name it, CNBC, I say heard because I listen to them on XM, I don't watch much TV, but I listen to TV on radio. I have heard them all in the last few months demonize freedom, demonize people being able to vote anywhere in Europe, demonize the Germans who might not want to go along with bankrolling all of this. I've seen them demonized, and I've heard them with assurance say, don't worry, they'll do the right thing with the European, you know, bureaucracy. It's got expert, you know, bankers in there from Goldman Sachs. They know what to do, and they sell it like Europe's falling apart because none of them ever work, or they're lazy idiots, and they're all just sitting around drinking coffee all day, or, you know, sopping up olive oil on their, you know, baguettes. These people, they're not doing anything. Yeah, look at Europe, folks. Look at the production. Look what they built. That's a lie, okay? That's a lie. So continuing, I've done the math, but they've admitted this. Iceland, 91% of the debt not owed by the people. They said no for over a year, finally got the documents. Turned out it was all basically the bank's own debt that they'd gotten their own operatives in government to sign on to. Same thing in Ireland, same thing in Greece. And it's so over the top that the criminals that engineer the derivative fraud get the governments to sign on to it and then Svengali it that, oh, this is because you've got, you know, too many weeks off a year and because your Social Security's too big. I've always been against big government because then they hold people hostage for the benefits and steal most of it, but then people still back the stealing because they've been made dependent. That's why I've always been against it. But the point is, tens of trillions of taxpayer money backing up these derivatives in bailouts. You never hear that discussed. All you hear by the fake neocons is how this is great free market and anybody that doesn't like the bailouts is a commie. No, the fascistic groups are up there using the public's wealth and fake privatization pushed by fake libertarians. It's not privatization to hand roads over for nothing to a foreign corporation like Sentra so they can slap toll roads on it at five times what it's worth, gang raping you financially. Greg Palast, explain to them what austerity means in Argentina, in all these formerly wealthy countries moving over to Europe, what's coming, what they're going to do, because we've seen this handbook before. What is austerity before we go to these calls?
Okay, well, we saw it in Argentina. And by the way, I checked the inside documents I got from the IMF and the World Bank, working with the big banks. I checked it with Joe Stiglitz, who won the Nobel Prize in economics and was the chief economist of the World Bank. He's kind of come out of the cold. He verified this stuff is real. They had planned in that there was going to be that they were going to squeeze down the people, take away, as you say, their benefits and kick up the price of food. And we ended up with riots in Argentina. The riots allowed for a repression. That's what they want. They want the riots so the tanks can roll. It's in the plan. And when I say that, I don't say that stuff lightly, Alex. I put this stuff at the top of the BBC Nightly News.
No, they're very, very cautious in the document.
Yeah, they write the riot into the document. Joe Stiglitz called the IMF riot. And he said it was right there because they want that riot, so then they bring in the tanks and then they impose this so-called austerity. What does austerity mean? It means they cut all your government benefits. They take the money out of your pension funds. This is not about whether you think government pension funds are a good idea. This is about looting them. Whether it's good or bad, they get looted. Okay, let's keep in mind what this is about.
A lot of so-called conservatives are going to say, Greg, just briefly, oh, good, cut off the welfare queen. Folks, they took Gerald Celente's account that was his. They're going to rob everyone, and they're going to not send the welfare queen the money. They're going to riot and burn the cities, and then they're going to use that to take everybody's liberty. This is a blueprint. Listen to Greg Palast.
Yeah. Yeah, so then what they started selling off everything in sight. They had a state oil company, which is bought by the Spaniards, Repsol. Now, we did a calculation with some other economists, and if the Argentine government had never been forced to basically give away their massive oil fields and oil company, they would right now have no debt at all. But instead, they were a gun to their head. They gave up the oil company. They sold the Buenos Aires water system to Enron. Enron had a water unit, and of course, the first thing Enron did was jack up water prices 400%, and then there was no water. And then, of course, Enron evaporates with the water money, of course. That's the game that's being played. They ruined us. There were doctors. I was getting calls from Argentina. I knew some doctors and teachers who were hunting in the alleys and garbage cans looking for food until they said enough, and the people stood up. And democratically elected a leader. We saw this in Ecuador where they were ruined and the Indians came out of the hills burning the towns, starving. And in Ecuador, in Brazil, in Argentina, they said enough. They elected officials who just told these financial jackals, you may not operate here. Stick your so-called debts and get out of here. and they reversed the privatizations. They took back their own oil companies, kept the wealth for themselves, and now Brazil, Ecuador, Argentina, these are the economies that are growing at 8% a year. These economies are booming because they told the jackals to get the hell out. And I got to tell you, in Brazil, I got a document from the European community and our endorsed by our Secretary of State, which is a plan to destroy the Brazilian economy through a trade war because Brazil refuses to accept derivatives trades from J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan wants to operate in Brazil. The Brazilian government said, we don't allow toxic financial assets. We don't allow gambling with banking money. And the U.S. and the European community have now said, well, you know what? If you don't let in these bankers with their toxic assets, if you don't decriminalize your banking system like we've done, we're not going to buy your orange juice. We're not going to buy your ethanol. We're going to just wipe you out. And I have to say that Brazil stood strong on this. They said, you know what? Go ahead. Make our day. And they have been growing at 8% a year. They are booming. And they just say, we're not inviting disease in here, including financial diseases. You know, and that's, but now in Europe, they're not doing that. They're letting the, if you read Vulture's Picnic, the chapter called The Generalism of Globalization, you can see, in fact, at vulturespicnic.org, you can see a little film called The Generalism of Globalization, where I'm in the room with the head of WTO, and we're going over these documents, these inside documents, and he is saying, well, yeah, he's trying to explain them away, of course. There's always an explanation, Alex. There's always an explanation. The Frenchman is sitting there going, we are not the evil cabal of bankers. Well, he's head of Crédit Lyonnais, the biggest French bank. You know, so it's not a cabal, but they're just secretly meeting and burning down the world for us. In Europe, the people are not standing up. Each of these nations has two political major parties, the Socialist Party, the Christian Democratic Party of each nation. They're all hand in hand. You can't stick a dime between these two parties, and they're all completely mobbed up with the banks like Goldman. You know, both Greek parties conducted this fraud with Goldman Sachs, both of them. They're both dirty on this. So when it came up when there was a panic that the God forbid the Greek people should be allowed to vote in the cradle of democracy, the two parties which are involved in the fraud said, no vote. We're just going to pick this Goldman consultant to be the president. The guy doesn't even live in Greece. He's from the States. He's an American, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and I don't care if he's American or Greek or whatever. He's a banker. And he's not elected. And, you know, they fear democracy. But I'm telling you that what happened, if you read Vulture's Picnic, I met with the president of Ecuador about this. He's an economist, by the way. He taught at University of Illinois. He said, I'm not going to let these jackals rip our country apart. I showed him the documents from the IMF. He said, I thought this was happening. I thought there was a conspiracy. Here it is. He made those documents public in Ecuador. Our State Department went completely wild over him doing that. But he said, you know what? I see the documents now. You guys take your bankers and go fly. And his economy is soaring.
Okay, let's stop right there, Greg. Incredible info. And I want to go to callers, but obviously we're going to have to get you back up in the next week or two because there's so much to cover. And I want to get into how we beat these people, perhaps after we take a few calls, and where you see things going if we don't stand up against them. But going back to what you just pointed out, to hear so-called media in the United States, especially the financial news, actually demonizing anybody who is for the people running their own governments and admitting it's a new government where bankers are appointed over your country, and then now it's not even an issue, that shows you what they want to set up here with the super committees and everything else. It is 100% pure confirmation of just how dangerous this system is, Greg.
Yeah, where is the super committee in the Constitution? I thought we were supposed to elect our Congress. I mean, I didn't vote for no super committee. Did you? I don't remember them on the ballot. I mean, what is this new thing that now let's turn over? We're now going to be turning over our finances to unelected committees, groups. Deeply dangerous. It's deeply dangerous, and it's financially destructive. The nations which chose democracy in Latin America are financially, economically soaring. Well, the nations which have chose the bankers' dictatorship are dying.
Briefly, just interjecting because I want to go to calls here. Scott's breaking up a bit. The issue is this is in our face. The Constitution says bills come out of the House introduced by individual members, and they go through a committee process. Now they take six House, six Senate, and the president and say, we don't need that, and now they're going to run the farm bill. And now they've got the Pentagon and Homeland Security running the rural affairs, and now there's suddenly federal police everywhere running the Occupy attacks. Let's go to calls, but I want to get your take after that on those subjects. Greg Pallas, investigative journalist, is our guest. Frank in Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just two questions, if I may, please. First of all, with regards to the markets, I mean, the markets are predicated on a certain amount of stability. And if we've taken a look at you know, the artificially low interest rates and quantitative easing as a kind of artificial way to prop up the markets, then wouldn't this be counter to that top 1% that owns 80% of the wealth and assets in the markets? Would this not serve basically counterproductive to their interests?
No, they want to keep the quantitative easing in to prop up the general market so they can control the ups and downs and siphon off money because they're involved in total insider accounting level fraud. It's total insider. It's beyond insider. Greg, do you concur with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, take a look at when you talk about the very low interest rates, that's what they're borrowing at, not what we're borrowing at. They are borrowing at the Fed window, in some cases at actually negative interest rate, but roughly normally about 0.25% interest is what the big banks are paying. 0.25%, basically nothing. And then they are lending to us. Look at your credit card rates. You're at 29% in some cases. Look at what they're charging the European Union. They're charging Italy like 9% interest, and they're getting it at 0.25% interest. The spread is insane,
and, Greg,
and they're making
that
money.
Look at how they're moving to get rid of our credit rating. You know, Geithner saying it would never happen, knowing they were planning it. They're maneuvering us just like a third world country into complete receivership.
Well, yeah, and what's happening is that we have to – so we are lending them money at 0.25%, and then we're borrowing it back at massive interest rates. I mean, what? Keep in mind that the banks today are holding $1.5 trillion – U.S. banks are holding more than $1.5 trillion in cash assets. What the heck is going on?
Well, that's
our money.
We guarantee their fiat currency, then they loan it back to us at interest. Frank, does that answer your question? What's your other one?
It does. Thank you. And another question for both you gentlemen, please. With regards to the Occupy movement, no matter what we may think about that on its effectiveness or not, Mr. Salente, you know, alluded to something a few days ago, which I think, you know, may be a way of looking at this. He was talking about the idea of a boycott, that if we just buy local, or in fact, in many cases, not support the system by either A, withdrawing our funds from the economic system.
Yeah, that's what Catherine Austin Fitz says.
Yeah, just buying staples and then taking the money out of the financial system the way we know it. I mean, that would cause these so-called elites a lot of infighting. Wouldn't you gentlemen agree? Or
Frank, let me briefly get solution ideas from Greg, and we'll go to Kyle and others quickly. What are solutions, and particularly, how about this true local sustainability? I mean, it's not even so much a solution. It's a survival tactic. We're going to have to do this.
Well, I think the first simple step is most of America and places like Texas, California, New York have community credit unions. These are not-for-profit banks that by law must loan all their money into the community. Move your money there. Don't feed the snakes that bite you. I have my money at the New York Community Credit Union, Lower East Side People's Federal. They were the ones that, by the way, are Occupy Wall Street's banker, and they're the ones that Goldman Sachs is trying to shut down because they're – so that's the interesting thing. These guys like Goldman and Capital One is going on a war path against the community credit unions, which means that they're probably a very good idea, a good place to put your money. They're safe and they're insured. And they loan into the community. They do not do their prohibited from doing derivatives
trading. Instead of just being even in local banks, I'm going to move mainly into credit unions with the InfoWars piggy bank. Thank you, Frank. Kyle in Oregon, a quick question. Go ahead, Kyle. Thanks for calling. Sounds like somebody's vacuuming or something, Kyle. Put Kyle on hold.
Hey,
Alex.
Alex.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
I apologize.
You're going to turn
so much
off,
to credit you for, so much to relate to. In terms of the biggest threat, you know, to our children, outside of them being a walking debt, about the vaccines, you know, that's my biggest question for you. A lot of my family,
I'm going to have to put you on hold. We're taking financial questions right now, Colin. We'll come back to you in a minute after Greg's gone. Lennon in Oregon. Lennon, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi. I would like to first thank you, gentlemen. You're two of the best investigative journalists ever. I'm going to ask my question. I'd like to just add a comment.
Go ahead.
Off that first question about the interest rates, this is a corporate takeover. There's no other reason for the destabilizing of governments and nation states. Corporations are taking over. They're doing it by decreasing the interest rate. Bernanke is decreasing the value of the dollar to increase exports. That's what he says. Of course, we have no exports. You know, NAFTA did away with that. You guys know that. They're taking this system down pillar by pillar. Excuse me. They're taking, they're killing two birds with one stone. They're consolidating the power slowly and in the cover of darkness. This MF Global reminds me of Lehman. This time it's the hedge fund collapse. Look for Jeffries and BlackRock to fall in.
I totally agree with you. What's your question for Greg so you can answer it when we come back from break?
It's a very broad question. Mr. Palast, where are we going? More specifically, what will finance and the economy look like in the future?
Well, that depends on if these people win. But, yeah, let's look to the future with Greg Palast straight ahead. Hopefully I'll keep him a little bit in the next hour, at least 5 minutes ahead of Gary Franchi joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Okay, folks, it's Alex Jones joining you from southern Utah, big sky country. It's so gorgeous. I love this republic. No wonder the globalists want to bankrupt it and steal all the private property, raise property taxes, and siphon that out through county and city investments to be stolen by the globalist. Greg Pallas is our guest in this little five-minute segment, the next five-minute segment. Then we've got a lot of news and key analysis with Aaron Dykes coming up in the third hour today. Greg, that's pretty much the same question I asked earlier, but you didn't get to answer because we ran out of time going into a break. What is the financial future going to look like? A, if we're able to just imprison these guys and turn this around, or B, if they just have their way and keep driving forward, or is it going to be a mix of the two? I mean, is Argentina the type of situation we're looking at?
Well, it's kind of up to us. In the case of Argentina, things hit rock bottom as they did in Ecuador. People, you know, like I say, teachers eating out of garbage cans. So people went into the streets banging pots and pans and saying that they weren't going to work. It's all done. They have to eat. And democracy took over and the economy soared. They told the banks to go buzz off and that's that. I mean, and the guy screaming about it, by the way, the number one, you know, in my book, Vulture's Picnic, the number one vulture financier in America is a guy named Paul Singer. By the way, he was just named as Mitt Romney's top economic advisor. Hello. So what's going to happen? And that doesn't mean that Obama is going to be a better choice because his top economic advisor is Robert Rubin,
yeah,
you know, of Citibank and chair of
all the candidates.
They got both parties. I just want to make it official. Tell you it's official.
Yes.
Now that the Uber vulture who is screaming bloody murder about Argentina, telling the banks, telling him to take his bonds and fly with them, the vulture. Ecuador did the same thing. And, you know, because democracy took hold. It was pretty painful. People went into the streets and were burning down the capital. The Indians came out of the mountains, but they said, we're going to vote our way to freedom. We're not going to, we're not going to say, oh, we'll just turn over the banks because we know how difficult it is. We are out of control. We spend too much money, and the money really should go to the bankers. But unfortunately, I see in Europe, there seems to be no organized dissenting force.
But
and so where does America stand? Are we going to be...
Well, I mean, Greg, I mean, maybe this is good. Maybe this is good to let them go all the way and really show people what bankster globalist tyranny is before people finally wake up. We'll take another call here. Craig in Connecticut, you're on the air with Greg Pallas. Go ahead, Craig.
Great. Thanks, Alex. Hi, Greg. How are you? Quick question for you. You've been doing a lot of analogies to the case with Madoff to MF Global. I think one key difference that I'm seeing right now is that the trustee Irving Picard for the bankruptcy with Madoff, he's been doing a phenomenal job in tracing the assets, where they went, clawing them back from people who had the sweetheart deals. Do you guys have any insight in terms of the trustee that's here? Is he a globalist? Is the trustee to be trusted?
I talked to Salente and others, and now 2-3 weeks into this, they're saying, we're not going to discuss where the money is, and you're just not going to get it back. But then we saw that kind of reverse with the CMT group come in and dump $300 million in, but that's not going to satisfy people because this is a lot bigger amount. Greg Pallast?
Actually, that's one of the things I'm very concerned about is who exactly is going to be on top of this ship. There's two types of trustees. You're right. Picard on the Madoff deal, I think he shocked everyone by actually saying, wait a minute, there's some guys who got some sweetheart deals, and he's trying to claw them back. He doesn't have much legal authority to do that. Just keep in mind, and he's only one of the big billionaires has given back the money. Actually, a guy who died, his wife gave it back, and she didn't want blood money. But in the case of MF Global, I'm worried we're going to end up with something like the BP situation, where the trustee is this guy Ken Feinberg, who's usually used as their big trustee, and he's otherwise known as the Reptile. Now, when they use Feinberg,
Greg, stay there. Let's hear about the Reptile on the other side. Great question, caller. Great question from Craig. More calls straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.